Over the past month, as urban areas fought for their lives, the virus was spreading outward to the least populated counties. The average number of infections per capita in rural America has grown eightfold over that time, and as of May 13th, more than two-thirds of the smallest counties had at least one case. In the rural heartland, COVID-19 threatens a particularly vulnerable group of people, an older, poorer population with access to fewer hospital facilities and medical staff. Overall, 18 million people live in counties that have hospitals but no ICU, and about a quarter of those people are over the age of 60. In Nebraska, 81 counties don't have a single ICU bed. Quarantining even a few nurses or doctors could quickly leave hospitals and clinics with no medical professionals at all. A recent analysis mapping the nationwide burden of COVID-19 by scientists at Princeton University concluded that the danger of overwhelmed health systems now may be the highest away from major population centers. So far, help from the federal government in both money and guidance has been spotty, and rural health officials like Engel are worried. More than a dozen local health officials in rural regions and smaller cities tell Time they are struggling to convince their communities to keep businesses shuttered and avoid social contact where the threat doesn't yet feel real. And some local politicians are arguing it is overblown. Now the public is saying, who do we trust? Says Carol Murley, the director of the Idaho North Central District's Public Health Department. Some of our politicians are saying this isn't even real, or that this is over. Do we trust them or public health? Magnum, Oklahoma has already learned the hard way how untouched areas of the country remain one traveler away from becoming a hotspot. After a Tulsa pastor visited to preach to a congregation on March 15th, some of the people he interacted with contracted the virus, a state investigation found. 3 days after his visit, the 55-year-old pastor became the first Oklahoman to die from COVID-19. By then, a growing number of infections was quickly spreading among Magnum's 2,700 residents. 5 weeks later, 31 patients and 21 staff members in the town's only nursing home had contracted the virus, and five had died. It could have been worse if the town's leaders had not moved quickly